Changes across Singapore's constituency after a committee reviewing electoral boundaries released its report today. 97 parliamentary seats are set to be contested, up from the current 93. In total, there will be 18 group representation constituencies and 15 single-member constituencies. That's two more constituencies than at the last election in 2020. Now, the Electoral Boundaries Review Committee says the changes were made due to significant growth in the number of electors. About 2.7 million people have been registered to vote, around 100,000 more voters than in 2020. Now, the committee says that this growth has not been evenly distributed across the electoral divisions. Due to population shifts and new housing developments, some constituencies have seen higher growth than others. They include the current Pasir Ris Punggol, Sembawang and Tampines GRCs, and Hong Kong North and Potong Pasir SMCs have also seen significant growth in voter numbers. With the changes, there will now be 15 SMCs, up from the previous 14. A new Sembawang West SMC will be carved out of the current Sembawang GRC, and a new Tampines Changkat SMC will be drawn out from Tampines GRC, given the population growth in those two areas. There will also be a new Jalan Kayu SMC carved out to reduce the size of Ang Mo Kio GRC. Other new SMCs include Bukit Gombak, Jurong Central and Queenstown. Meanwhile, it's goodbye to Hong Kah North, Bukit Batok, Macpherson, Punggol West and Yuhua SMCs. Boundaries for Bukit Panjang, Haugang, Marymount and Pioneer remain unchanged. Each SMC will have between 22,000 and 33,000 voters. Bukit Panjang has the most number of electors, with Kebun Baru having the least. Radin Mas will see its number of electors increase by about 2,500, while the voter pool in Mountbatten will shrink by about 5,000. Now, population shifts and new housing developments have seen certain electoral divisions in Singapore, like Punggol, Bukit Batok West and Hong Kah North, grow faster than others. Let's explore how the Electoral Boundaries Review Committee factored in these changes to balance voter numbers and the ripple effect they've had on reshaping the electoral map nationwide. Pasir Ris Punggol GRC has seen the largest increase in elector numbers since the last election in 2020, and it's expected that new housing developments in the area will continue to see population numbers grow. To balance voter numbers, Punggol Estates will be carved out and merged with the single seat of Punggol West. This forms a new four-member Punggol GRC. The committee says this will better reflect the identity of estates in Punggol Town. The remaining polling districts of Pasir Ris, Punggol will be merged with adjacent polling districts from East Coast GRC. Together with estates from the Loyang and Flora areas, a new four-member Pasir Ris Changi GRC will be formed. As such, East Coast GRC will take in some polling districts from the adjacent Marine Parade GRC. This includes areas like the Chai Chi HDB estates and Siglap private estates. East Coast will remain a five-member GRC. Still in the east, Marine Parade GRC will take in some polling districts from Potong Pasir SMC. Potong Pasir has seen high population growth due to new housing developments in Bidadari. Marine Parade will also absorb the single seat of Macpherson and an adjacent polling district from Mountbatten. It will remain as a five-member constituency under the name Marine Parade Braddell Heights. Now let's take a look at the west of Singapore. The single seat of Hong Kah North has grown significantly in resident numbers. With new housing developments in areas like Tengah and Bukit Batok West, the area has become too big to remain as an SMC. The Tengah estates will be absorbed into Choa Chu Kang GRC. To keep it as a four-member GRC and accommodate future population growth in Tengah, estates in Bukit Gombak and Hillview will be carved out to form a new Bukit Gombak SMC. But even with the Tengah Estates carved out, the remaining Hong Kah North SMC, made up of Bukit Batok West Estates, is still too big. These estates and the single seat of Bukit Batok will merge with Yuhua SMC and Jurong GRC to form a new five-member Jurong East Bukit Batok GRC. Some polling districts will be carved out to the new single seat of Jurong Central. Other estates in Jurong West and Taman Jurong will be moved to the adjacent West Coast GRC to form a five-member West Coast Jurong West GRC. Now, changes also to West Coast GRC. parts of its easternmost districts will be carved out. It will see the harbour front and Sentosa areas moving to Radin Mas SMC. The existing West Coast GRC will also lose Dover and Telok Blangah estates to Tanjong Pagar GRC. Now, to recap, there will now be a total of 18 GRCs, up from the 17 previously. 8 are four-member GRCs, including the newly formed Punggol GRC and Pasir Ris Changi GRC. No boundary changes for Bishan Toa Payoh, Jalan Besar, Marsiling UT and Sengkang, while Holland Bukit Timah will take in a polling district that's currently under Druong. Each GRC will have between 93,000 and 126,000 voters. Now, there will be 10 five-member GRCs, including the new Druong East Bukit Batok and West Coast Druong West GRCs. No changes to Nee Soon. Each GRC will have between 131,000 and 161,000 voters. Now, you may notice that more GRCs are now adopting double-barreled names, such as Marine Parade Braddell Heights. The committee says this is to better reflect the identities of the geographical areas covered in the GRCs. Back to you, Paul.